I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com, and we're in Norwich, Connecticut. We just had a gala event here for fundraising for the Ave Maria House. And while I was here, I met Eileen Bianchini, and she has a very interesting apostolate. How are you doing, Eileen?
Hi, how are you?
And what's the name of your apostolate?
Well, I'm with the Gospel of Life Society in Norwalk at St. Mary's Church in Norwalk with Father Markey. And the apostolate that we're talking about today, we have a number of them, but the one that we're talking about today is called the Life Chain. And this is something that we do every year on October, the first weekend of October every year.
This year will be what, October 4th, right?
This year it's going to be October 4th. And we do this in conjunction with many other groups doing a life chain all across America.
All across the whole nation.
Across the whole nation. And last year there were about 1,200 such groups.
1,200, that's a lot.
In each group there's anywhere from 30 to 200 or 300 people who participate in the life chain. This year there's going to be 1,600 such groups.
1,600, so if even it's 1,000 times 200 is 200,000. That's more than what happens at the March for Life every year, right, in Washington, D.C.
It's phenomenal. And it's very reverent. It's different from the March for Life. A life chain is where both children and adults, and by the way, this is a wonderful way to introduce children to pro-life issues and the pro-life cause. And both children and adults stand arm in arm on a busy street or avenue or boulevard and hold signs. And the signs are very peaceful. They say, Jesus loves children, or we pray for abortion to end. It's very non-confrontational, and they're usually in both English and Spanish, and people hold them. And if it's a Catholic group, they say rosary, but a lot of the groups are not Catholic. It's non-denominational, and some of them sing songs, Amazing Grace. And we even bring senior citizens. Last year when we did it, I brought my 92-year-old mom, who sat in a chair and singing along with us, Amazing Grace.
So this is 1,600 different towns across the country.
Right. And they try to place themselves in a town where there's going to be a certain amount of traffic on a Sunday.
Right.
And the people who go by are just so impressed. They see us. Sometimes they park their cars and come join us. The priests in the neighborhood, we do ours in Stanford at St. John's. And Monsignor Di Giovanni last year came out and he held a sign.
Wow.
And Father Markey was out there holding a sign. It's a wonderful way to say we're for life. We love life. We protest. We're against culture of death, or we're against killing babies.
Well, it sounds like a real celebration of life and a real joie de vivre and a real fun thing for all the wide spectrum of people to get involved in. And speaking of that, how really you talk about dozens of these events in each state across the country. So it's got to be one near each person. How does one find out about where this is?
There is a central website for Life Chain. And people are invited to bring chairs, bring water, and sit and make themselves comfortable. The Life Chain only goes on for about an hour. So like in Stanford, I believe ours is from 2 to 3 or 2:30 to 3:30. Write me and I'll let you know specifically. And it's a very short, but people like to get there early and talk and stay late and continue to talk.
Right. So it's a big social event too, right?
It's a social event also. Yeah, you know, one of the points I'd like to make is Father Tony pointed out to us that DeMarco, that if a family wants their children to pursue a life of chastity and abstinence, they really have to teach them pro-life, begin teaching them when they're toddlers, when they're very young.
Right.
So by the time they hit teenage, the idea or the thought of abortion would never occur to them. These children don't do it. And the best way to start is with a life chain.
Right, very public and very innocent, right?
Yes, yes. Very good. Yeah. And the kids love it. They're proud of what they're doing.
Great. God bless you, Eileen.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com, and God bless you.